Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by D'Angelo. Grilled greatness awaits at D'Angelo with a mouth-watering steak number 9 sandwich stacked with sizzling sirloin and melty cheese. Grillaluyah! Hi, Lacey.
Hey.
How can we help you, ma'am?
So, pretty much I'm calling in because I went on a date with this guy, and I thought it went really well, personally, but I haven't heard back from him, and, I have no idea why.
Can you expound a little bit? Tell us how the date went and stuff like that. What'd you guys do?
We went out to dinner, and I thought we clicked. We stayed and talked, he laughed and everything. We went on 3 or 4 dates, and now I just haven't heard from him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is there anything that you think that you possibly did maybe the last time you saw him?
I can't think of anything, because, I kept replaying, our interactions back, in my head, thinking, maybe I said something wrong, but I honestly have no idea what it could be.
You a fan of baseball? Do you know baseball at all, Lacey?
I guess a little.
A little bit. So I'd be like you being up 4 times at bat and hitting a home run each time. You don't think you swung and missed one time at some point?
At some point, I just don't know when. That's the problem.
I mean, listen, it doesn't have to necessarily be something she did.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest, it probably is, but I'm just, just trying to bring a little positivity to the second date update.
You know what, Melissa, you're absolutely right. Lacey.
Right. It could be maybe he is married. Maybe he got back with a girlfriend. Maybe who knows?
Yeah. Maybe he saw Lacey naked and threw up. I mean,
Stop
it could be
it.
Many things. It could be him, not you, Lacey. So you know what? We'll call him next.
Okay.
All right. Hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So we just spoke to Lacey, and she's very confused because she went on a couple dates with this guy, Aaron, and you felt I'll just make a long story short. You felt the date momentum was good as opposed to bad, right?
Yeah, I thought it went really well. I clearly thought he would want to see me again. I mean, everything went really good, and I felt like we had chemistry.
Yeah. It kind of sucks because, I just asked you if you thought you did anything wrong. You said no, and that almost sucks worse than being like, I messed up by doing this, because you're like, crap, man. Again, it was almost like you almost got to the next date is implied type of stage.
Yeah. If I knew what I did wrong, at least I could, apologize for it or something, but, I literally don't know what's wrong.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what? We'll call. Stay quiet. We're going to try and call him right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, Aaron?
Yes?
Sorry for disturbing you. My name is Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, so we're a radio station, and we got a phone call from a young lady who is very fond of you and would love to take you out on a nice date and wine and dine you and see if sparks fly. So here's what we're offering you. You pick the place that you'd love to go to on a date. You pick the day, you pick the time, all that stuff. We will completely pay for everything as long as you show up and this girl shows up and maybe sparks will fly.
I feel like there's a catch here.
No, there's no catch. I'm even going to tell you who the girl is. So you're not going to be surprised.
Okay, right.
Okay, and you know the girl because she gave us your number.
Okay.
Okay, she even went out with you a couple times already, so it's a guarantee that you like her. Her name is Lacey.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So it's yes to another date with Lacey? We can tell her you said yes?
No, that's okay.
No, hold on.
He's so matter of fact.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Nope.
All set.
Okay, well, can you just explain why? She's a little confused. She said she was telling us about, how you guys went out and everything, and she thought that you guys basically had a thing and that you were going to continue seeing each other and get to know each other better.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was cool. I thought she was cool. I thought it was good. But then, I'm just not interested anymore.
You're not interested because what? You just like lost interest in her?
No, I just, you know, Father's Day came and went. I thought she was cool. I thought she, you know, would, you know, think something of it. And you know, she didn't even say anything to me about it. She didn't say Happy Father's Day, enough, you know, and so I forget it.
I didn't know you had any children.
Yeah, I got two beautiful boys, you know?
Yeah.
I love them.
Is there something weird with the way Lacey was towards your sons?
No. I think it's just more like she knew I had them, and I guess I was just, you know, I was expecting like a little like, hey, happy Father's Day or something like that.
So she's cool. What are their names?
Harry and Lloyd.
Harry and Lloyd. Dumb and Dumber. That's funny.
Harry and Lloyd. Yeah,
that's cute.
That's what I named them.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
Wow, okay.
You've got to be joking me right now.
Wait, no, so I'm sorry, Aaron, Lacey's on the phone and she's listening to what you're saying.
Are you, why don't you tell him who Harry and Lloyd are? Go ahead. Be honest.
I already did.
I thought I did already.
Yeah, except for you left out the part where they're f***ing birds. They're not actually little boys.
Wait a minute.
What?
He doesn't even have kids. He's got two f***ing birds.
Stop
That's what you're talking
it.
About. They're
Stop
not little
it.
Boys.
Stop it.
I've been very clear on all of our dates that I am their bird dad. All right.
Oh,
right.
You're kidding
me right now. Seriously.
They're birds. They're not.
They're not kids.
They are my children. I don't understand why this is hard.
You know. Okay, let me explain.
You know, just because you have kids who are human and poop in a diaper, doesn't mean like my kids who live in a cage and poop on newspaper are any less valuable.
You can leave some water, you can leave some bird food, and you can leave the house, and your bird will be okay. You can't do that with a little kid. It's not the same thing as having fun.
You don't know that. They do know that. Because as soon as I'm there, they fly into the cage, all right? They fly to the edge of the cage, and they're saying, oh, Dad, I'm so glad you're back.
Aaron, do you want another date with Lacey?
No.
No, okay.
Absolutely not.
I don't think she wants one with
him
now.
Yeah, Lacey?
Yeah.
You're welcome? He doesn't want another date with you?
Okay, well, he's certifiably insane, so I'm good.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, listen, loving your mom is great if you're a mama's boy. Prepare yourself for a sexless life. And to be on the second date update on the 10th, right? That happens at 8:10 Monday morning right here with the Get Up Crew, baby.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.